New technology could mean greater productivity and increased animal welfare for the dairy industry, as robotic milking machines are now being used. The University of Tennessee Institute of Agriculture and UT AgriSearch now has robotics at one of its facilities, and the cows and their human handlers are both doing well with this. On this edition of AgCast, the unveiling of the system and this new method of milking. Hello, I'm Charles Denny.
This is AgCast, brought to you by the University of Tennessee Institute of Agriculture.
Not your typical ribbon cutting. Here, one of the barn residents does the honor, a Holstein at the UT AgriSearch's Little River Dairy Unit in Blount County. She walks through a big orange ribbon with a little help from the staff, and now it's time for business. She's one of the hard-working cows milked multiple times a day by two new robotic systems. Cattle are trained to walk up to the machines where each animal is recognized by a sensor. The system knows how much feed to give based on historical data, and the cow is free to eat, drink, and rest while being milked. On average, each cow spends about 7.5 minutes here giving milk. Stan Butt is with the Tennessee Dairy Producers Association.
Robots enable the smaller dairies to be able to do a lot of things. If you remember back in, I say the old days, if you remember back in the early days, mom and pop dairies, if you want to call them that, dad, he did all the work from daylight to dark, and mom kind of milked two or three cows, and then they got to 10 or 12, and then you get up past 10, 15 cows, and it's almost impossible for one person to do it unless they spend most of the time. So, you know, a lot of dairies got up to about 40 cows, and the robots enable you to milk 50, 60 cows. They enable the cows to come and go as they please. A lot of information can be gathered as they're coming into the robots. Used to, you milk twice a day. With robots, you can milk up to three or four or five times a day if a cow wants to come in. That improves the health of the cow, the longevity of the cow.
Representatives of the Tennessee Dairy Producers Association and other state ag and UT leaders were here for the opening of the robotic milking parlor. Keith Carver is Senior Vice Chancellor and Senior Vice President for UTIA.
But when we look at today and we look at these robotic milkers and we think about the science and behaviors we're going to be able to observe in these dairy cows and the research that's going to come here, it's not just going to benefit research for research state. We have some great papers and publications and presentations that come out of here. But the activity that happens right here is going to impact the lives of our farmers in Tennessee, across the region, across the world every day. And so when we do things like today and we celebrate it, I think we can really celebrate it because we really are going to help the future of farming.
University of Tennessee Knoxville Chancellor Don D. Plowman was also here and praised Ag Research for its continuing effort to help the ag and dairy industry.
And UTIA models for the rest of us how to do it together, how to think about what it is, what the problem is, let the end user even help you figure out the problem, as well as work towards the solutions. So today is a celebration, yes, of this specifically, but it's also a celebration of the future, I think, of research in big public land-grant universities.
Then later, there were tours to see the robots in action. Little River was already one of the most high-tech dairies in the state, producing 50,000 gallons of milk per month, or about 400,000 pounds. Now with robotics, this is part of the UT Precision Livestock Farming Initiative to improve efficiency and enhance animal welfare. Ethan Parker is director of the East Tennessee Research and Education Center, which includes the Little River Dairy Unit.
Yeah, so the dairy industry is a really challenging one. It's one that, operates 365 days a year, right, 24/7. So in order to help, you know, all of our producers, they're already strapped for time. There's a lot of things they have to deal with, including markets and animal health. And so this is just another thing off their plate where they can focus on the welfare of the animals. One of the beauties of the robotic system is it allows cows to sort of milk in a natural environment. Baby calves, they feed when they're hungry, right? And so now the cows, they're not forced into a certain milking cycle. They can come milk when they're ready, and they can leave when they're ready. And they're fed during that process. They're watered during that process. So it's very natural, and that's what we're trying to do is be as out of the way of the animal as possible.
The intent with robots is not to replace humans. You still need people to help the cows and tabulate the numbers. And here, some 120 cows can be milked in a short amount of time.
The success of the Lely Astronaut milking robot is based on the principle of free cow traffic.
The Lely Corporation in the Netherlands developed the system. At Little River, UT AgriSearch has a conventional milking parlor and robotics in the same facility, allowing for data-driven research. Hongwei Shin is dean of UT AgriSearch.
This particular unique facility we have here, the milking robot, is the only one in the Southeast, to my knowledge, that features both conventional system and the milking robot system under the same roof. What it does is really allows our researchers to conduct robust side-by-side comparison of two different production systems, whether it's animal performance, animal welfare, the maintenance cost, labor saving, and ultimately the sustainability for the dairy producers. So it is a very exciting, it has come a long ways. We started this effort more than 2 years ago. And because the industry is moving in that direction, the beauty of this is allow the animal to go to milk at her own will, and maybe instead of two times a day, 4 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, they can go to the milking machine at their will.
The milk from the UT AgriSearch Little River unit goes to the Dairy Farmers of America for distribution. June is Dairy Month in Tennessee. Meantime, these cows already seem to have adapted to the system, milked on their own time, at their own will, in a stress-free environment. Better for the animals and easier on the human handlers, robotics are not just a future wish, but now a present-day reality and a new era in dairy production. Thanks for listening. I'm Charles Denny.